This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 31st. God's word for you today is remain. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. And it says, "So, you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father." Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23 to 24 says, "Riches can disappear fast, so watch your business interests closely. Know the state of your flocks and herds. Some of us have invested in stocks, but we do not even know where the records are." God says if you want financial metamorphosis, you need to keep good records because riches have a way of disappearing very fast. Tens of thousands of bitcoins are missing because people cannot find their keys. God wants you to pay close attention to your business interests, to your wealth, to your inflow. Pay close attention. Keep records of your real estate if you have one. Keep good records of your flocks. That is what the Word of God says. I want to recommend the resource Thinking Clearly About Your Finances on the Thrive podcast by God's Favorite House. Sit down with it and chew on it. You need to know what you own, what you owe, what you earn, and where it is all going. Get the resource. To experience financial metamorphosis, the first thing is, I must trust God as my source and supplier. The second thing is, I must keep good records. The third thing is, I must give the first 10% back to God. I have heard all sorts of teachings. Some say we're in the New Testament, so we're supposed to give more than 10%. The New Testament is the dispensation of grace, and to teach people to give 10% is to limit their destinies. How can someone who cannot give 10% consistently give 60%? Start with what the baseline is, then you can grow from there. It is one of the pillars of financial health and blessings. It is not a law, it is a principle. Recently, the church has been bullied into not wanting to speak about tithe, but I'd like to stay with the fundamentals. If you get the fundamentals right, every other thing can now be built upon it. But fundamentals first in any spot. Fundamentals first. God taught me how to tithe, and I have been tithing for decades. I know where I was before I started tithing, and I know where I am now. And someone wants to convince me to stop tithing? How do they want to do that? It is like, I am eating a fruit and I can taste how sweet the fruit is. You do not even have a fruit. Meanwhile, you are convinced my fruit is not sweet. No, you taste and see that the Lord is good. If you want to experience financial metamorphosis, you must give the first 10% back to God. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace and wisdom to walk in the light of your word and to keep doing the things you have and are teaching me in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.